Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, a little in excess, get my blood flowing there, yes.
They are your favorite.
One of my favorite 80s bands, yes. Mm-hmm. I used to say, okay, in excess, U2 and Simple Minds. Which one do I like? And then I kind of ruled out Simple Minds because they got weird. And then U2, just I still love them, but they became a 90s band too.
Yes, they did.
And NXS, unfortunately, did not because of the death of Michael Hutchins. But anyway, here we are on a Wednesday.
Yes.
You're back. It was an all-man show yesterday.
How was that? So,
well, if there's still some testosterone-y smell in the room here,
oh,
it's
Lord.
Because it was all men. We just sat around on the couch and scratched ourselves and talked about manly things because we knew that we didn't have Laura to worry about. although I have to say, you're one of the guys.
I am to here. A point, but I feel like I add just a tiny bit of levity on occasion to the boys club that is this building in the morning.
Yes.
Every once in a while, I just have to say, stop it.
Well, there's me, there's Matt the news guy, there's Rob the sports center, and every once in a while, Mark Lawrence visits.
Mm-hmm, he does.
And then Kevin pops in, and then Sean was here extra early yesterday. We're all just kind of hanging out, having the man show.
I am surrounded by a lot of guys. I really am.
And it made me think, like you're really outnumbered.
Yes, oh yes. And that's, I mean, I feel like that's just the communications industry in general.
Well, I don't know, because the other side of the building is all women.
Oh, no, I meant like
and
being on air.
I go over there and I'm the only guy.
You are.
It's weird.
How do you think I feel every morning?
Is there like a...
No, it's not weird for me.
Is there going
fine.
To be civil war soon? Is there like there's? Is there a divide?
No.
Is there a Mason-Dixon line in this
no.
building or something? You got all the women in one part of the building and all the guys in the other.
No, I cross that line every day.
Oh, I cross a lot of lines every day. But
yes, you do.
Yeah, you know, this is just
which is
one.
Why, again, you need me here in the morning to just provide a little bit of levity.
Yes, and a little bit of that feminine, that woman's touch. Because there was maybe one point yesterday in the show mm-hmm. where we almost went pantsless, and I didn't want that to happen. Because it was
why?
Just a bunch. Well, it's just a bunch of guys sitting on the couch in here. You know?
Like, but you should wear pants at work. They're not optional.
Okay.
I'm throwing it out there.
All right.
It's fine if you disagree.
Okay.
There's a lot to learn.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Hope you're ready. 94KX with late night TV.
Prosecutors in Chicago dropped all 16 felony charges against the actor Jesse Smollett for filing a false police report about being attacked after leaving a Subway sandwich shop. Now, who eats a Subway at 2 a.m.?
In the morning, yeah. Your chance to win with Restaurant Week coming up in just a bit. And I heard a rumor about this restaurant we're doing today. So, woo! I'm going to get excited.
A rumor.
Stand by. you weren't in yesterday. There wasn't any basketball. There's NITs. We don't do brackets for that stuff. Your philosophy doesn't seem to be working out with your bracket. I hate to tell you. May the best mascot win is not the way to do the bracket.
It is not. It's a shame. It's a shame. I am in last place in our little pool that we have going on. But that's okay. I stand by my methods.
I like the methods, actually.
I like the method. You win some, you lose some. What are you going to do?
There it is. There is one guy on the planet with a perfect bracket.
Really?
He's picked all 48 games so far. The first person to ever do it. His name is Greg Nigel. He's 40 years old. He's a neuropsychologist who lives in Columbus, Ohio. And what he does is he fills out like three or four brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Then he looks at them and he decides which one he thinks he's going to submit. Or he submits all four. He almost didn't submit the one that he did submit that is perfect so far.
No way.
Listen to this guy's like, I don't know, just listen to his way of thinking. It's not that... I mean, you going with the mascots is one thing.
Sure.
This guy only knows Big Ten basketball.
Oh.
And the rest of them, he goes, eh, you know, so.
It was the fourth one I filled out, the last one I filled out, and I was very close just to going back to bed, and I took some cold medicine, and I almost didn't fill it
cold
out.
Cold medicine.
I just did it on my phone and real quick and kind of sort of matched the other ones I had filled out with a couple other changes. You know, I'm living in Columbus, Ohio, so I watch a lot of Big Ten basketball. Watch, you know, my team's Michigan Wolverines, go blue. So I'm pretty comfortable picking the Big Ten schools, but a lot of the other ones, I mean, there's so many games in college basketball, you just can't see them all.
So he doesn't know either.
I definitely record bracketology, you know, on Selection Sunday every year and watch that. And again, I usually fill out two or three brackets every year, and I know there's a core set of teams I'm going to pick on all three or all four, and then there's a few that I think could go either way, and I kind of just do variations.
So, bam, he took a little cold medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
He filled out one more bracket after a little blast. What do you call it, a hoot?
A little hoot.
After a hoot of NyQuil or two, he fills out one more bracket, and he's perfect. Oh, what does that say about our philosophy? What does that say about you picking mascots, me kind of thinking I know what I'm doing, and poor news guy Matt studying for hours?
I know exactly. I know exactly what that says. What? There's a reason why they call it March Madness, because you never know what's going to happen. It is literal madness.
It is madness.
There are upsets. Duke almost lost the other night.
I know.
Like 1 point. Like, what?
Yes, that scared me.
What, like 54% of the country has picked Duke to be the national champs? If they lost the other night, it would have been boof.
Everything would have imploded. Exactly. So, I mean, maybe you just take a little hoot of something and go with your gut.
So, Greg Nigel, the neuropsychologist from Ohio, who is a big Michigan fan. Good luck, buddy. He's picked all 48 so far, but there's more to come.
Good for him.
News is next. It's Wayne's Alex 54KX, your home for Restaurant Week, which is next week, but we've been making it possible for you to win all along. And I heard something about heaters.
So did I.
And I didn't know if I should say it on
you
the radio.
You should, because I saw, okay, so after we had services yesterday, et cetera, uh-huh. for my hubby's grandma, we all went back to Riverside, which is where Keith's parents live.
And that's where heaters is, right at the bridge.
And I saw an orange sign in the window.
And it said?
Application for beverages.
Yes, that little governmental orange sign. It's got to be fluorescent so everybody can see it.
Are we going to be able to get beer and a burger at Heaters?
I'm thinking it's coming soon, and I'm very excited about that.
I think it's the cutest little joint.
Yeah, it is. I love their breakfast, too. Nobody makes better breakfast than that place.
Heaters is awesome. Also, they have the little truck that, like, bebops around.
Yeah, their little ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm. You can find it. You can follow it on social media. And then you can also use it as a fundraiser for, like, your soccer team.
Yep. So we don't know if it's father or son driving the ice cream truck because they trade off.
They do.
But what a great place. Heaters Drive-In in Riverside. And that is our featured restaurant this morning with Tom and Laura.
Well, let's give away.
You think they'll let me drive the ice cream truck?
I think they will.
Oh.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Burgers and beer and ice cream.
Oh, my. Call now.
That's right. Be caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
At Aubrey Alexander.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. So good to have Laura back after tending to some family matters. Baseball season starts tomorrow. Are you excited about that? I mean, no, don't give me that face and don't make that sound now. Come on.
You know that I like things in their season. And right now it's still March. It's March Madness season.
So you don't even want to think about baseball until April, maybe?
April is appropriate for baseball.
All right. Well, like it or not, baseball starts tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about it. We had the man show here yesterday deciding if we were going to dress in our baseball team colors tomorrow.
Okay.
I said that may not be possible with me unless I bring a change of clothes. I've got some things to do tomorrow, but maybe a Red Sox hat here and there. If you were a baseball player, what would be your walk-up song? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a story that's going around Major League Baseball, and tomorrow being opening day, they're going to see if this is going to happen. But, yeah, when they say, now batting, Laura, good, and they play this music while you walk up to the plate, you'd probably say something from Britney Spears or something.
Obviously. And it would be Toxic, right?
You're going to do Britney Spears Toxic.
Of course, because the beginning lick of that song is so catchy.
All right, news guy
that
Matt.
You could do like a little sassy kind of.
As you approach the plate with the bat. News guy Matt probably do some Elvis.
Actually, I go Beach Boys here.
Oh,
Beach Boys.
Okay, what song?
There's no Beach Boys in baseball.
There's Beach Boys for anything, okay?
Okay, here's the deal. Speaking of Elvis, Texas Ranger shortstop Elvis Andrus, all through spring training, was using Baby Shark as his walk-up song.
I love it.
Love it.
And they're wondering if it's going to continue.
See, it's so catchy. Yeah.
There's a reason for it, though. Imagine walking to the plate with that.
I don't see how that can't be great. People are going to love that.
Yep, I think you stay there with it. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
I got to the bottom of the biggest mystery of tonight, and that is the story behind the Elvis Andrews walk-up song, which is Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. I talked to Elvis in the dugout just a bit ago, and I said, Elvie, what's up with the walk-up song? He got a giant smile on his face and said, you like it? And I said, not exactly. And he was like, it's awesome. It's my boy's favorite song. So he's playing it for Elvis Jr.
Elvis Jr. He's playing it for his kid. Right,
every little kid loves Baby Shark.
So what if he goes on this hot streak now? You know how superstitious baseball players are, right, Matt?
Yes, like, all very superstitious.
We could be hearing Baby Shark for 162 games.
Guess what? If that brings him joy and his kiddo joy, whatever. I say roll with it.
Plus the kids at the ballpark, too.
There you go.
Today's
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddy time. But first, we like to check the musical selections.
Ooh.
To see if you guys want to sing Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Jessie J is 31. I didn't know.
Perfect.
I didn't know she was that old. She looks like a kid. Bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Jessie J. Fergie is 44 today.
And girl, she looks good.
Glamorous. She looks Fergalicious.
Mm-hmm.
Fergie is 44. Okay, here comes one. Mariah Carey. She's 49 today.
Wow.
Ooh, can we
you want to do some Mariah
sing
Carey?
Sing birthday buddies like with our hand cupped over our ear.
Yeah, yeah. And,
right?
And complain about
right.
our devices. Yeah.
Right.
So there you go. Mariah Carey. Yes, sirree. Mariah Carey. Let me just think a little bit more, Mariah Carey. All right, I'm done now. Andrew Farris is 60 years old. He plays the keyboards for INXS. We were just talking about that. And speaking of keyboards, Tony Banks is 69 today.
Okay.
He plays the keyboards for Genesis.
Mm.
There you go. So you have all those musical selections. Should we just go straight up birthday buddies? Or you're not going to go all Mariah Carey on me,
no, right? No. I could never do Mariah justice. I'm trying to think of a good Fergie song.
Too bad Mariah's birthday's not during Christmas, or else I would say sing Tom's favorite Christmas song.
All I want for Christmas.
I know, right?
No, just Tom.
I'm trying to think, though, like Fergie has
Fergalicious.
Or else my humps. What you gonna do with all that junk?
No, we're not
all
gonna,
that. But we can do what you gonna do with birthday buddies every morning.
Okay, as long as we don't say the word humps
and bumps. Get you buddies before 7:30.
She's on a roll for this one.
She's on a roll.
Let's just say birthday buddies.
Yeah, it's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. You heard all the humpy bumpy stuff there. Happy birthday to Amanda Brown from Richfield. She's 36 today.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. Aunt Tina would like to wish her lovely niece, Haley Curlin, a very happy birthday. Haley is 13 today.
Heather Walk is 34. Happy birthday.
Angela Barrier is 35 today. Happy birthday.
Lisa Etzel from Cole Township is 32.
Janelle Arbogast from Middleburg is 23. Happy birthday.
Caitlin Herbster is 30 today.
Melanie Dick is 45.
Jennifer Snyder is 46. Happy birthday.
Lordy, David Council is 40 today.
Peggy Game is 64.
Catherine Shaw from Cole Township is 39. Happy birthday.
Erica McManus is 30 years old today.
Shelly Bogush from Sealands Grove is 45.
And there you have it. Everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them.
Fergaliciously.
Oh, yes. It's, you know what? It's Wednesday, so my humps is totally, like, appropriate.
It's true.
That song is never appropriate.
Yeah.
If you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, just like Haley's Aunt Tina did, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Call us, 1-800-326-94KX, but make sure that it's nice and early.
That's
or
it.
Or text 49330.
Every morning.
Every morning. Each and every single morning.
Uh-huh.
It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Stop the world. No, we can't. We got to keep moving. It's 7:45. You got the kids all ready for school. You're rushing out the door. You just don't have time for anything anymore, including cuddling.
Cuddling?
Cuddling.
I have plenty of time for cuddling.
Oh, you do? Well, congratulations.
With animals and husband and whatever.
Yeah, animals and husband.
Got to make time for a hug every day.
I live alone. I cuddle with a pillow. I'm a sad man.
Oh, stop it.
But anyway, there is now professional cuddling.
What?
In Philadelphia.
Okay.
There are benefits to therapeutic cuddling.
Okay.
Would this be covered under your health insurance?
Maybe it's a holistic form of medication. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Professional cuddling. So what does said professional cuddler do? This is a slippery slope in a gray area.
This is what I'm thinking. Is this what Robert Kraft needed?
Stop it.
In playoff time? I don't know.
Okay.
Therapeutic cuddling.
Hi, I'm Cecilia.
And I'm Kyle. And we're both cuddlists in Philadelphia. Do professional cuddling. Some people call it therapeutic cuddling. This field and this modality of healing is so new that the spectrum of different benefits is so large. So I think one of the basic ones for a lot of people is receiving really nurturing platonic touch.
Oh.
And getting more of that really beautiful, nourishing touch in their lives that unfortunately, especially in United States culture, we don't get much. Some of the clients are people who, like, they give and they give and they give, and they're always taking care of others. And this is a really great way for them to slow down and them be taken care of. And for some of them, that's a real growth process. That's a skill that they're learning.
Okay, I have a daughter who lives in Philadelphia. She's a physical trainer. Okay, go to the gym. This is what I'm saying. Do we need professional cuddlists?
Are
you Googling it right now? You're really busy over there.
I am
You're
Googling.
You're looking for therapeutic cuddlers.
Because I want to see, one, how much the service costs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, cuddlist.com. Book a cuddle therapy session from a professional cuddler. What?
I can't. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this.
Tom, we got to bring this to Central PA. $80 an hour.
Try it Tuesday.
What?
Yes.
All right, we can become certified cuddlists.
Okay. If you want that.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you going to be okay?
I think I just found a new ambition.
Wow. Hello in the morning, 94KX, you can be all right.
No!
You need to stop watching stuff on
social media. Yeah, you really do.
I have to stop reading the comments.
And you need to stop reading the comments on WKOK.
You should have joined me for this Lenten season and stayed away from social media.
I should have.
You know what?
I should have.
Because you know what? Quite frankly, I'm enjoying it.
You know what?
News guy Matt's fast for the Lenten season, if you weren't with us, is to stay off social media unless it's work-related. And you're doing okay with it.
Yeah,
I think you're a better man.
And mine is processed sugar, which I'm doing very well with. But I probably...
Well, right now, you're acting like you got a big pound of processed sugar in your blood.
All I know is everybody needs to remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
But then also, like your mama told you, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That about eliminates the News Radio WKOK Facebook page.
and the daily items.
And the daily items.
Like, because seriously, people,
calm down.
Oh, I'm not even going to mention what article I was reading.
No,
the comments are atrocious and out of control.
And
if you do not have some embarrassing.
Yes.
Oh, I am embarrassed for our fine area. If the people representing themselves the way that they are online right now, check yourselves before you wreck yourselves, friends.
Check it before you wreck it. There it is.
Just be kind. Oh, Lord, be kind. Be kind.
Do you need a little nappy time?
I think I do. Okay, thanks.
News is next.
Okay.
Morning, 94KX on the way to work with late night TV, and this Smollett thing just won't go away.
Smollett has maintained that he is a victim and said that today's decision vindicates him. But Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, not happy.
It is wrong. Full stop.
Yes, it is wrong. But on the other hand, isn't it a hopeful sign for America that regardless of your race or sexual orientation, all rich, famous people get off easily?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You're on your way to work and you're thinking, oh my God, what a drama day. The kids weren't getting out of bed quick enough. They didn't do their homework. I finally got them fed and got their lunches and they get in the minivan and I dropped them off at school. Now I'm not even ready for work. And oh my God, my life's a mess. And you're like maybe upper 30s, 40, mm-hmm. maybe, you think?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think? Maybe your day's already done. When was your most dramatic time? Like way too much drama in your life. People think that it's like 30s, 40. Some say change of life. Some say 50.
No.
Some say, wow.
I'd say like.
Like you got a mortgage now.
No, I'm good. You I'm know. Good now. I think
you got to schedule your colonoscopy.
Everybody has like a sophomore year slump in college. If you head to college, okay. I feel like 19 was like ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
And then I got my stuff together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're actually pretty close.
Oh, really?
When I think drama, I think of I got married right before I was 30. And I spent the next 10 years making babies.
Yep.
So I had three kids and then they grew up and they became teenagers. And by the time they were all teenagers, I probably wanted to kill them all at least once. You know, because they're
sure.
all like, yeah, I got a house full of women, and they're all meow, 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 cue the cat.
Meow.
Thanks, Matt. And I'm like, oh, my God, the drama in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say to my then wife and my three daughters, hey, if you need me, I'll be living in the garage with a dog.
Oh, my God.
And I'd call the dog downstairs, you know, because there was so much drama. So I must have been like maybe 40.
Okay.
Close to 40, maybe a little bit older. A new survey says your most drama-filled year is 26.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't gotten into that yet because I'm 25.
You are. Maybe there's some drama headed your way, Matt.
Maybe.
I guess so.
Because it says right here, news guy, Matt, you got a lot of things to worry about. You've got a mortgage. Who just bought a new house?
Ooh, that's there, true. Right? That's one thing, I guess.
You got to schedule your colonoscopy.
Not at 26.
Isn't it like past 40?
So. That's what I thought.
It's
50. And it says, oh, and you got to get the kids to school on time and all that stuff. No kids yet for Matt. But yeah, 26 years old is your peak of drama.
26, I was good. It was like 1920 that were tumultuous.
And it was about 40.
And then I went and I studied abroad and I came back and I like had to handle myself. Uh-huh. Over, you know what I mean? Because you're far, far away.
Right.
And it was all good.
That there changed you.
I remember when I turned 55, mm-hmm. I bought a Mustang. I wanted a Mustang.
Was that your midlife crisis?
See, that's what ticks me off.
Oh.
That's just what my ex-wife said.
Okay. And what did you say to her?
I said, I just bought a Mustang at 55 and you're calling it my midlife crisis. I'm going to tell you something, honey. I ain't going to live to 110. Please, Alexander. 94.1 WQKX. Over 40 years of the best songs on the radio. Beautiful. Hey, it's a Wednesday at the Wash. And is it going to rain today? No, it's not going to rain today. There you go.
Today's an excellent day to wash your vehicle, particularly mm-hmm. at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Shamokin Dam, Williamsport, and Danville. I like the one in Danville.
So do I.
I mean, they're all good. Sorry, Butch. I just prefer the Danville location. I was just there. When did I stop?
You could find Butch at any of them. I was in Danville over the weekend mm-hmm. washing my car.
That's when it was.
And the dude with the New York Mets baseball cap. I don't know his name, but he's a great guy. And we talk baseball.
There you go.
And my car starts going through the wash with the window open because I'm talking to him. And I get a little spray.
A little misty.
Yeah,
get a little mist.
So Ultimate Express Car Wash is the place to get your car washed, but you have to be a member of our text club.
That's right. So all you have to do is text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. And then, especially if you're a member, you'll get a coupon code to punch in. And then at any of the locations, $2 off your car wash.
Mm-hmm. That's why we call it Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash.
And 94KX.
It's time to...
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. Isn't it just great having this big guy around?
I love... Here's the thing. You're talking to a longtime Sean Carey fan.
Oh, I've never known Sean until he just changed shifts. Is that what you're trying to say? Come on now.
We go
way back.
You don't appreciate him like I do.
Oh, listen to you.
All Sean? The music that I played for her in the late 1990s and 2000s while she was putting pain to the brain.
There it
at
is.
At Bucknell.
There it is.
Am I right?
There it is.
Am
I right?
Oh, my. Okay, Sean, just discount all the years that we've worked in radio together, even when we were competitors. Just discount all that for some Bucknell girl that you were playing music for.
What can I say? I'm cuter.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. Sean Carey's next.
You
have
get
a good
one
day.
At a time.
One at a time.
One at a time. That's how it works. Baby steps.
See you, everybody.
Have a great Wednesday. Bye.